Freedom's Ransom by Anne McCaffrey. Preface. When the Katani, mercenaries for an alien race called the Eosi, invaded Earth, they used their standard tactic of domination by landing in 50 cities across the planet and removing entire urban populations. These they distributed throughout the Katani worlds and sold as slaves along with other conquered species. A group rounded up from the prisons on the planet Barabi, a hub of the Katani Empire, was dumped on an M-type planet of unknown quality, given rations and tools, and left to deal with the conditions of the planet. Chuck Mitford, former Marine Sergeant, took charge of the mixed group, which included sullen, pugnacious Turs, spider-like Deski, hairy Rugarians, vague Ilganish, and gaunt Morphins, with humans in the majority. Astonishingly enough, there was one Katani, Imasi Zainel, who had been shanghaied onto the prison ship. Though there were those who wanted to kill him immediately, Chris Bjornsson, latterly of Denver, suggested that he might have valuable information about the planet on which they were stranded. Zainel's knowledge, scant as it was, of the planet's predators, saved their lives. Installed in a rocky site, with cliffs and caves to give them protection, Mitford quickly organized a camp, using the specific abilities of each species and assigning tasks to everyone in this unusual community. However, the planet was soon discovered to be inhabited by machines, the mechs, which automatically tended extensive croplands, and the six-legged bovine animals. The colonists quickly learned how to dismantle the machines and design the sort of equipment they needed. In a confrontation with yet another slave ship, dropping off more prisoners, the colonists got hold of aerial maps to the planet. Among the features of the maps was what appeared to be a big...